I walk in the sun, embrace the moon, and look to the infinite galaxy. Welcome to my blog, Wisdom from the Galaxy. My blog posts are creative narratives, prose, and poetry based on real-life relationships. Stories are crafted with artistic license, character names, and manipulated copy-free photos to protect those involved. Wisdom from the Galaxy is a woman over 40 version of Sex in the City that takes place in the high desert as opposed to New York City. The power of the desert night sky provides the atmosphere and mystique for relationship stories. My house rabbit, Galaxy, is my muse, my child, my baby, and my spiritual inspiration. When life makes scary and confusing twists and turns, I look to the galaxy and always find my way home. Welcome to WisdomFromTheGalaxy.com podcast series, Cougar in the Hunt. Tonight's narration will include poetic introduction in just a moment, followed by Cougar in the Hunt, Part 1.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Cougar in the Hunt.
Because it is
in just a moment.
Creeping.
In just a moment, a young person unexpectedly crashed into my world. For a moment. In just a moment, a young person was under a spell I never cast. In just a moment, a young person was hypnotized, lost, in the moment with me. In just a moment, he fell down to my feet. For a moment, a young person ignited an impulsive fire and impetuous spirit in me. For a moment. For a moment, a young person promised me the moon and the stars, his everlasting devotion, to serenade me in the dark of night. I did not believe him for a moment, but for a moment I believed that he believed. For a moment, I believed in this young person. For a moment, I believed that for at least a moment I could believe. For a moment, a young person helped me to live in the moment, sharing fleeting moments with me. For a moment, this young person showed me a kind of courage rarely seen in young people. For a moment, I forgot what is wrong and remembered everything that is right. For a moment. For a moment, I let a young person near, and in a single moment, I wished I hadn't. In a moment, he said, immaturity is a burden. And in just a moment, a burden he became. For a moment, this young person forced a painful reminder of how confusing, turbulent, unstable, and traumatic my early 20s were. How betrayed I felt so often as a developing woman, so much of the time. For a moment, my very life was suddenly forced into a time machine that hijacked my soul back to that tough stage of compulsive drama and heartache, revolving mistakes I could never comprehend. The same mistakes, repeating, constantly spinning through my head and heart, through a vast time and space, never knowing my place. For a moment, I was lost to everything I have struggled to be and become. Everything I am and stand for is a woman. For a moment, I cried for the naive, unsure, and vulnerable young woman I once was. The scared girl wearing her trauma like a brooch piercing her heart. A lifetime ago. Moments. Now, in this moment, here and now, I am more happy than I ever thought to have left so many painful moments of my early 20s behind forever ago. In this moment, I am wise, enlightened, and fully aware that my 20s are not only past, but that I will never have to pass that way again. In this moment, I will look to myself and how glad I am for me, and will look to all future moments when I will grow older and better till I meet my next life. And at this moment, I will be grateful for what this young person revealed to me. In just a moment, golden as he.
Narrow streets I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath a halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, to split the night. The sound of silence.
In the blinding haze of the preceding story, I am much less able to comprehend why so many mature women have participated in this cougar mythology. After playing cougar for 5 minutes, I can honestly say I did not experience the wild adrenaline of a predator on the hunt, or the euphoria of capturing young prey. Instead, I felt like a wild cougar, preyed upon in a canned hunt. It was after midnight, and the band was midway through their final set. While celebrating love, life, and friendship in all its purest forms, the night transformed into early Valentine's Day. I had no idea of the drama that was unfolding. I don't know exactly where the saga started. What I do know is that I sat down on a bar bench next to a nondescript stranger, across from my friend Finesse, who was sitting next to her friend and pursuer, the Tin Man. Her friend, Tin Man, sat across from his friend, who, at the hand of a bizarre fate, was seated next to me. My friend's friend, the Tin Man, said, out of nowhere, "My buddy here needs a hug." With these words, I looked to the left at the figure seated beside me, with scruffy golden brown hair, hunched up shoulders, and a blanket-like wool jacket. I wrapped an arm around it to hug it, without much thought. When I let it go, it turned to me, and in an instant, a pair of green eyes, wide as canyons, were looking deep into mine. I could see a baby deer caught in headlights combined with the eye shift, indicative of immediate attraction. That is how I met the young buck, Mr. Man, and how I transformed into a voracious feline. As I showed Mr. Man a video of my rabbit Galaxy, whatever had been wrong with him had been far left behind as he ventured into the land of me. Naturally engaging him in conversation, surprisingly, took little to no effort, which was quite odd. His wide-eyed naivete displayed a great appreciation for my life of talents and accomplishments. He was real quick to fire blunt and uncensored expressions of attraction and desire for me, instantly, that seared through my body, too rapid for me to put up any defenses. The odd connection between us sparked something in me, while at the same time, my sense of better judgment kept me anchored, even though inside I was spinning. In the midst of this strange encounter, my hot flashes inevitably came to, adding fuel to the overall confusion. As I grow older, the surrounding people seem to grow younger, often limiting my compatible choices. Although clever in his own right, Mr. Man was way too inexperienced, way too young to set any pretenses. I had been his age long ago. He had never been my age, not in this lifetime anyway. His courage and forthright manner prevented me from believing him way too young. At the very least, these bold qualities left me open-minded to possibilities not yet explored. Mr. Mann asked me to guess his age, and without much thought, I looked into his face, trying not to lose myself in his eager green eyes, and replied, 32? A baffled expression gave me a momentary warm sensation that I had guessed right to accommodate this bizarre connection. My instinct turned false as he told me he is 21, less than half my time on Earth. This warm sensation turned to an ache in my head that seemed to accentuate the lines in my face he was unable to see. My wrinkles creased tighter as it occurred to me that Mr. Mann could be my own son and his mother my age or even younger. An odd twisting sensation occurred in my stomach as I tried to tighten my grip on the ground beneath me. Clearly, I had reached the edge of the cliff with the earthen soil eroding under the weight of my stance. My only choices were to fight or to give way to gravity, but someone would fall. Mr. Mann asked me to guess his age, and without much thought, I looked into his face, trying not to lose myself in his eager green eyes, and replied, 32? A baffled expression gave me a momentary warm sensation that I had guessed right to accommodate this bizarre connection. My instinct turned false as he told me he is 21, less than half my time on Earth. This warm sensation turned to an ache in my head that seemed to accentuate the lines in my face he was unable to see. My wrinkles creased tighter as it occurred to me that Mr. Mann could be my own son and his mother my age or even younger. An odd twisting sensation occurred in my stomach as I tried to tighten my grip on the ground beneath me. Clearly, I had reached the edge of the cliff with the earthen soil eroding under the weight of my stance. My only choices were to fight or to give way to gravity, but someone would fall. When I told Mr. Mann that I had great insight into people, often within seconds of meeting them, he was quick to ask for specifics about him, his eyes widening in the hopes of capturing me. My keen instinct told me he was eager to see inside me, far more than inviting me into his world. His navigation efforts played out through the night and into the following week.
Signs that the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.